Welcome back to Your Real Estate Voice with Barb Schlinker. She's the host of the program. I'm Richard Randall. I sit in with her. This is the weekly radio show that informs and educates you on how to sell or buy real estate. And it does it with Barb Schlinker, the owner of Your Home Sold Guaranteed Realty and the host of the program. Barb, most home sellers believe they should leave during showing. So what are the best practices for showing a home and showing mistakes that agents do all the time that harm the home sellers and how they should avoid them?
Well, Richard, I get these questions an awful lot. Some people don't want to leave their home, and that's okay. It's their home. But buyers feel a little uncomfortable being, frank with their realtors about what their opinion of the home is from a perspective of a purchase. However, there are some sellers that just don't want to leave. And if they don't want to leave, it's fine. If that's the case, the best tip would be to just say hello. Hey, I'll get out of your way. If you have any questions about the house, let me know. Otherwise, I'll just be over here. That's okay. But in general, the buyers and their agents prefer to be able to view the property without distraction. They want to look in the pantry and see the size of the pantry. They want to see if they have soft close cabinets. They would like to see the size of closets. So a lot of people are reluctant to even take a peek if the homeowner is home. But if you are home, try not to hover over them. Tell them you're available. Please don't tell them all the faults of the home. And please don't disclose your motivation for selling, because the agents will use that little bit of intelligence against you if your buyer happens to make an offer. And it's always good to present your home in the best light. Okay, tip number two. You don't have to make your home available 24 hours a day. That's ridiculous. And there are some agents that say that, oh, make it available whenever they want to see, because if you don't, then you're going to miss out on that buyer. Well, that's just not true. With today's technology, they can pick up their smartphone. If the buyer's out of town, they can do what they call a virtual showing, you know, using FaceTime or video or whatever. You need to make sure that when you do show the home, you limit the times and make those times work for you, not them, because it's not a fair fight. Just in the Pikes Peak region, there's 5,000 agents, right? Many of them are working with buyers, and they don't, frankly, care about the seller's schedule, right? They just think, oh, I should be entitled to go and show it whenever I want, which is just absolutely not true. If you limit the time, it actually makes it more desirable, more exclusive. So I don't agree with that theology, but some people do. And we know for a fact right now, as the rules stand, agents use the opportunity to meet a buyer by showing a house. In other words, they haven't met the buyer. They don't know if they qualify for a loan. They don't know what kind of home they're looking for. Just the other day, I got feedback. I have a beautiful ranch style home up in Flying Horse that was shown by the agent. And the agent's feedback was, well, she wanted a two-story. I'm like, well, then what are you doing there? Probably he was there meeting her for the first time. That's what I think happens. So that's why I call them overpaid door openers, because they really don't sit down with their buyer, figure out what they're looking for, and then go try to find it for them. Instead, they use some kind of online connection and go, oh, I'm going to open the door and hope it works out. I also call them Pop-Tart agents. And we actually tested this for about a year. I said, all right, I'm going to play Pop-Tart. Anytime somebody wants to see a listing, we're going to pop out of the toaster, go show it to them and see what happens. Well, the problem is it becomes about the house and not about the connection with the agent and the services that the agent can do for them in order to make their buying experience better. So it never worked for us. We didn't sell a single home playing Pop-Tart with the buyers, and we never really connected with those buyers. There is actually one very large box brokerage right now that made a business out of overpaid door openers. They actually pay them $50 to go open the door and show it to them. And if that buyer wants that house, they're not going to have that agent write the offer. They're going to have some other random agent that knows how to write offers write the offer, which is ridiculous. It makes the home a commodity, and not something special. And I just don't like it. Okay. So most of the time when the agents are at the door with their quote buyer, they've never met them before. They also do not vet them to verify that they have the financial ability to perform. And those people are probably not likely to buy your home. So I think it's always good to ensure that you have, you're working with buyers that are qualified. And so that's one good change about this National Association of Realtors settlement, is that it's going to require, at the very least, the buyer has an agreement with the buyer before they go open a door. It'll minimize all those tire kickers just trying to get business any way they can. 81% of the agents sell three or less homes a year. It's true in Pikes Peak, it's true in Denver, and half the ones that sell three or less don't sell any at all, okay? What does that tell you? That tells you that it tells me the industry is not good at teaching agents how to get and grow their business. And it also tells me that these agents that are selling very few homes probably don't know a whole lot about the home. They don't know a whole lot about the neighborhood. They don't know anything about the buyer. And I have visually seen myself when I've gone in and showed property, where I'll go into this house, there's also another showing going on, and I watch the agent go sit down in the couch in the living room, and her buyers are wandering all over the house. I'm with my buyers. She's not with her buyers. She's sitting on the couch looking at her phone and just tells them, hey, just let me know if you like it. Would you like that, Richard?
Sounds like pretty easy money to me if you can actually get the home purchased or sold by just sitting on the couch. It doesn't sound like it's very realistic or very efficient in terms of one of the biggest investments that people have in their life.
Absolutely. And, you know, I really didn't, until I was about 10 years in the business, I didn't get any formal training on how to show a home. I had to go find that education. And there is a way to do it, and there's a way not to do it. And most brokerages do not offer that kind of training. And so that means that a lot of agents don't know anything about what is appropriate for showing etiquette. And I know I've told a lot of stories about this before. So do you think it's okay for the buyers to come in the house and use the toilet? Do you think it's okay for the kids to roam around the house unsupervised? For the kids to jump on the bed? For the buyers to eat stuff and leave crumbs on the kitchen counter, to track water, mud, or snow in the home, to let some other unvetted buyer tag along to an existing showing? Do you think it's okay for these agents to leave doors unlocked? Do you think it's okay for them to fail to follow the showing instructions, to leave lock boxes wide open with a key there for everybody to see, to anybody to come on in whenever? Or one of the things that drives most people crazy in occupied homes is when the agents show up late, show up early, or don't show up at all and fail to cancel. And if you think about how rude that is, you've asked to reserve this home. So you've asked the seller to get out, right? So they get kids and dogs, cats, whatever, get in the car, go somewhere else, and they don't even show up. I've actually had agents on the real high demand properties, when they go in and show, they change the lockbox code so no one else can get in. It's astounding to me. We had to go take bolt cutters and get the lockbox off and start over again.
Every Barb, you have something that just stuns me. I mean, I understand that you can get your real estate license. They don't teach you how to market. They don't teach you how to negotiate. They don't teach common decency and etiquette, or how not to violate somebody's property by changing the codes. Holy cow.
No, and I remember one time I had somebody show one of my listings. They showed it on a Sunday. So on Monday morning, 7:30, bright and shiny, I get a call from one of the neighbors saying, hey, I'm behind this house. The back door is wide open. And it was in the winter. I said, thank you for calling me. I'll be right over. She goes, do you want me to lock it? I said, it's okay. I'll be over there. I'll take care of it. I go over to the house. The neighbor had shut the door. I locked the door. There was popcorn on the floor. They had used the toilets and not flushed. I'm like, what was going on here? You know, so I just don't think a lot of agents care. They don't have a lot of attention to detail. They're more about making friends and hoping everybody's happy and not, you know, just understanding some basic etiquette. You're in someone else's home. You don't treat somebody's home like that. My name is Barb Schlinker. I'm the broker owner of Your Home Sold Guaranteed Realty. Barb has the buyer's team and the host of the show, Your Real Estate Voice. And we're talking about some rules for showing your home and how to avoid agent showing mistakes. And next up, what we're going to do to help you avoid agent showing nightmares. If you are thinking of making a move, give us a call, 719-301-3900, or go to barbhasthebuyers.com. Richard?
You're listening to Your Real Estate Voice, and Barb Schlinker is your real estate voice. She's with Your Home Sold Guaranteed Realty. You can always reach her and her team at 719-301-3900. We're talking, Barb, about moving. So what are some agents showing nightmares, and what can home sellers actually do about those?
Well, number one, make sure you lock up your valuables, right? Don't have them easily accessible anywhere. Theft can happen. I know from my own experience of what's happened on my listings that these agents don't supervise the buyers. Sometimes they'll be talking to one buyer and the other party goes somewhere else and they start rifling through the house. So make sure you don't do that, okay? And then I have this new feature I'm starting calling Tea Time, Real Estate Tea Time with Barb. So one of my hairdresser told me she was a first time home buyer when she bought her home. So her agent wrote up a contract. Her agent didn't bother to go to the inspection. She had something more important to do. She did show up at the closing, by the way, in a very fancy car. And when she took her check at the end of the closing, went outside, her husband picked her up, gave her a big hug, and they drove off in a real fancy car, you know. They found out after closing that the basement flooded. There were all kinds of repairs that didn't get done. This is the kind of what I call transactional agent that just doesn't care, right? She got zero help from her agent post-closing as well. Here's another thing. When you do show, it's very important that your first impression is very, very good. So make sure you exceed expectations when you're showing. It's okay to play nice, soft music using, you know, the TV channels. I know cable has all these music channels on there. Leave the lights on. Make sure the home smells nice. You want to make it look and feel like a model. And it's good to provide visual information about the house that's not obvious, like central AC, roof just replaced, you know, new installation, whatever it might be. I know that a lot of the real estate agents won't read the MLS. They also won't even carry the MLS listing in them when they show. They don't know anything about the house, but we want the buyers to know because they're going to be the ones that say they want to make an offer. So make sure you have it visually available for everyone to see when you go in. And then it's okay to put security, great idea to put security cameras up around your home. Don't feel bad about that. It's okay. It's your house. It's your domain. You want to see and hear what's going on. And if you have to be home, we talked about how you can just step out of the way. And then most of all, hire the agent that has the teams and the systems and the process in place so that you avoid these showing nightmares and you're able to sell your home for top dollar in the least amount of time. So if you are thinking of making a move, give us a call, 719-301-3900, or go to barbhasthebuyers.com. Richard?
You're listening to Your Real Estate Voice. That's Barb Schlinker, host of the program and Your Real Estate Voice. She's with Your Home Sold Guaranteed Realty, and reach out by giving her a call at 719-301-3900. Do it now. You can also visit barbhasthebuyers.com. Now, Barb, you have some hot new listings. I know you'd like to talk about them. You always get excited, and they are always great. What do you have this week?
Oh, I have a beautiful 2.5 acre lot on the top of Woodmore Mountain on Boulder Lane, priced at $129. Great building site, great views. Gorgeous home on Powers Road on 35 acres in the low threes. Beautiful 4-bedroom, 2-story in Fountain and 449. Gorgeous townhome on Smoke Tree at 320. Beautiful home, a stunning home on Allegiance up there by the Air Force Academy in the low sixes. fantastic acreage home on Gull Lane in the Low Sevens, and another acreage property on Akawi Way in Peyton, just updated to 725. And then we've got more coming soon, one in the Broadmoor, another fiveplex coming up, and many others. So if you are thinking of making a move, give us a call, 719-301-3900, or go to barbhasthebuyers.com. Richard?
You've been listening to Your Real Estate Voice. It airs every Saturday at 11 o'clock, right after Larry Kudlow. If you're thinking of making a move, call Barb at 719-301-3900. Visit barbhasthebuyers.com. And remember, you can see replays of the show on Barb's YouTube channel, Barb Has the Buyers, or you can listen to a podcast on all of the popular platforms. Thanks for listening this week. Reach out to Barb. Give her a call, 719-301-3900. Barb, you have a great Easter. We'll talk next week.
Thank you. You as well. Happy Easter.